You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Many have lamented the disappearance of the arts from public school curriculums. Over the past few decades, there's been an emphasis on STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. But one local institution encourages turning STEM to STEAM.
So, now we get to add some splatter paint, and that's kind of fun. What color do you think you want to add? Pink?
That's Laura Susan Thomas, a former Disney Imagineer. Those are the people who create attractions at the company's theme parks. She's standing with a young child over a table of crayons and markers, paper, and fluorescent paint.
And you can do this at home, too. Get an old toothbrush. So it's like patting a dog. Like this makes magic, right?
Thomas and other local artists were recently invited to the Santa Maria Valley Discovery Museum to teach children arts that aren't normally offered, like comic book drawing and glitter tattoos. It's part of the annual free NatFest Children's Art Day at the museum. Amy Blasco is program director.
He was a beloved local artist. He did a lot of art throughout the community and just an absolutely wonderful man, a real Renaissance man who loved the arts and loved sharing his talents with the community.
Fast, who died in 2013, helped create the Santa Maria Arts Council, and you can see Fast watercolors displayed throughout the museum. Blasco says it was important to Fast that children be exposed to the arts.
The earlier you introduce children to the arts, the more well-rounded they're going to be in all aspects of life.
Blasco says the sensory and tactile experiences the arts provide are crucial to their development, but aren't available in public schools to the extent that they once were.
The state of the economy and politics, that especially getting arts into the schools, is becoming more and more challenging. So that's why it's crucial that organizations like the Discovery Museum step in and fill that gap.
The Santa Maria Valley Discovery Museum is the only children's museum in North Santa Barbara County.
We really want to make sure that we put the A in STEAM, because people hear a lot about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, but we're all about STEAM, making sure that that A, the arts, is in there.
And the annual NatFest Children's Art Day is free.
We try to offer free days to our community because we do realize that while we keep our admission prices as low as possible at $6 a person, that can add up, for especially for large families.
We're making moon sand. It's really soft and it smells really good. We make it out of cornstarch and hair conditioner.
Children and parents pack around exhibits director Leslie Anderson to sculpt the sandy dough. It's one of the most popular activities.
Well, it's kind of science and baking and making, and it shows that just regular items they have in their home that they can mix together and make something really great.
And what's Amy Blasco's favorite part of an event like NatFest Day?
Just seeing families enjoying the arts together. I was raised in a household that really appreciated the arts, and I was exposed to the theater, music, and visual mediums at a young age. So the fact that I'm able to share that with other children who maybe don't get that experience for whatever reason, it's such a special thing to be able to share with children.
Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible with funding from the Coastal Awakening Project, conserving a spirit of creative experimentation among Central Coast inhabitants.